This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Look at what's happened to them. They can't believe it themselves. Suddenly they're on top of the world. It couldn't be anyone else. Believe it or not, they're still on the air. I can't believe they do this for free. It's the Daltons Drive Royalty. Just like the light of a new day, they'll hit you right out of the blue, making you laugh with the shit they say. They're much better than David and Sue.
On Friday night, we went off to a little function, didn't we, Michael Dalton?
We did, and we had a great blooming time, didn't
yes,
we?
Yes, because we're lovers of fine art.
Oh, yes.
You know, we would love to spend a casual Saturday afternoon checking out Melbourne's art scene, but we're often busy.
Often, yes. But this Friday night, yeah, we were all right, weren't we?
We were fine, because we went off to see Toonorama.
Yes.
Didn't we?
We did.
Now, these are cartoons that are done by Brett Willis.
Brett Willis.
Who's basically been on the door of every gay club in Melbourne.
And, you know, he's just one of those people that, you know, he sort of keeps a low profile, doesn't he? But not with his art.
No.
Because it's really, I mean, it's the sort of stuff I really like, you know. And he does it of a lot of famous people.
Yes.
And some not as famous, but still quite notorious, you know. But very, very good and well worth checking out.
Yep.
And, you know, you can just pop along. It's right by Paran train station.
Yeah, exactly. Just look for Toonorama on Facebook. But it was a very warm night, wasn't it, Michael Dalton?
It was a little warm, yeah.
Yes.
And because there wasn't a lot of air conditioning.
No, there wasn't, unfortunately.
There was fans there, you know.
And well,
that way you brought this up. Well, I just tweaked that.
Well, you had a bit of an issue, didn't you?
Well, I did because I wore these shorts.
Purple they were.
They were purple and they were cotton.
Quite
a thin cotton.
Yeah.
Very attractive.
The last time you wore them, I think, was at a wedding, wasn't it?
It was, where I was very unattractive.
It's not often.
By my drunken behaviour.
It's not often that you wear purple shorts to a wedding, but you did.
Well, I wore it with a purple shirt as well.
And
I mean,
a purple hat.
Sort of like something out of, you know, Willy Wonka.
Grimace, I was thinking.
Yeah, fair enough. Mm. But... Are you telling this story, then?
Well, I don't know why.
It was stinking hot.
It was ridiculously hot.
Just because it was a weirdly hot day. It was one of that 37, wasn't
yes,
it?
Yes, and you...
It's lovely in there normally. I've been in back.
You said to me, come here, like away from the people, and you said, can you check out my bum crack?
I feel like I might be sweating. Because there's nothing, you know, you can't just, you know, and the room was full of, you know, the Melbourne theme.
Yes,
you know,
that's right.
Who would not hesitate to go, look at her crack, she's sweating.
Michael Dalton's got the sweaty purple crack.
Yeah, exactly, you know, and you'd be known as that for years to come, or at least a week.
I think that someone would probably end up creating a Facebook page
they
for
would
Michael's
take pictures.
Sweaty
they would
crack.
Take pictures, wouldn't they?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, I did.
I mean, Alan Mabry was there ready to put your picture in MCV.
Yeah.
But I inspected the goods.
And I was all right.
And you were all right.
Thank God.
But you kept asking me throughout the night, didn't
you? Because I was paranoid.
Mm.
Once you've got something on your mind like that,
yes.
That's, you just can't stop. You can't. Mm-hmm. You have to think about it all the time.
Yes.
So I would stand near the fan and wouldn't really move, you know, occasionally just to the bar and, you know.
But as you were talking to people, were you, like, distracted enough? Like, you kept thinking, what about my sweaty crack? What is it?
No, because I find most other people interesting. It was only you that I... Yeah, but anyway, I was all right. But I want, you know, well, we brought it up because it was, it's a great exhibition. You should go and hang along and have a look.
Yeah, definitely.
And there's loads of people that he'd done, that he's done in there as well.
Yeah, not us.
Very, very good. No, no, well, we're not that notorious. You know, not yet.
Yeah.
One more year, I think, you know.
David and Sue didn't get one, did they?
No. God, 10 more years. God.
Will that be around?
Oh.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Now, I wanted to mention something to you very, very quickly.
Yes.
But we are trying to get to 1,000 friends on Facebook by Christmas.
Well, exactly right. So,
which is so doable, isn't it?
Of course it is. You know? Completely doable. This is, if people want to become fans of the Royal Daltons, you might, I mean, you get, not only do you get to see what we look like, we sometimes post funny little pictures of ourselves out and about on the weekend.
Hilarious, isn't it? I mean, you know, if you don't, if you're not a friend, you don't get it.
No, exactly.
Man.
Yeah. Man.
You know?
So, yeah, just search for the Royal Daltons on Facebook, or if an easier way is just to go to joy.org.au, click on the programs page, and there's a link to it there.
We've got a new theme as well, and we played it at the beginning, like one does, but we'll also be doing that right after the request hour, after, well, the news, I beg your pardon.
Exactly.
At 6 in the request hour.
Now,
it's been requested.
Yes, David, in fact, has written on our Facebook page to say that he enjoyed the new theme song.
Isn't that lovely?
And our singer of song, Jade Leonard, says, I fell into a grand Norton vortex and I missed it. Boo. Well, Jade will be playing it after 6 o'clock.
Just after 6. Well, everybody loved it, Jade Leonard.
Now, someone's entered into the chitty competition and said, Michael, I was telling a story a bit earlier about Michael was all worried about his bum crack sweat. And I says, Michael might need some Depends. What would you do if I showed up with some Depends?
Well, I would have used them. Because I said, shall I go and get some toilet paper and just put it down there? Because it doesn't, you know, like, whatever. I hadn't wet myself. But
no.
It was just such a hot night.
But you worried that you might look like you'd wet yourself.
I did, because just, you know, there's, you know, nasty bitchy people out there. You know, I would never do that.
No.
You know? But, I mean,
suggest that someone had wet themselves.
Look, look over there. Look,
yeah.
Look, it's awful.
Mm.
But no. But, yeah, it's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Now, here's one. Because Brendan wants to know how the party went, which is a costume party for the couple that had broken up last week.
Well, Brendan, glad you asked, because if people weren't listening last week, I was invited to a party of a couple that had just broken up, and their lease was running out this week, and so they had one final last hurrah at their house, which is in North Melbourne, and they called it a breakup party.
I met one of them at the tea dance.
You did indeed. Yes.
Very nice young man.
Very nice young man.
Tried to persuade him, but he was, I thought, leave him alone.
Yes. Well, the question has been asked amongst the friendship circle, how long do you have to wait until you make your move in?
I thought 20 minutes is quite acceptable.
That's right. In any case, it was also a costume party, which the theme was uniform.
Loads of good ideas. We'd quite like tradie, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
But the one that won out.
Well, one of the suggestions, which I loved from the moment it came in, was to go as a netballer or to at least wear a netball bib and wear GA and then put a Y on the back. And so that's what I went with.
It was amazing.
Well,
I don't remember them suggesting the hair, though.
Well, this is the thing, right? So on Saturday afternoon, I ventured on down to a sports shop to go and buy...
Saw you tonight.
Yes,
bumped into you.
On the way, exactly. Yes. To go and buy the bib. And then I'd already organised for a friend of mine who's a painter. My friend Wayne was going to... paint on the back of the Y. Well, a little did I know that, in fact, the GA is on both sides.
Yep.
So I had to, and then I contemplated putting a Y somewhere else, but I thought it would just be implied. Okay? Clever. Anyway,
Gaga.
Yes, that's right. Anyway, I went to the sports shop and I bought, I went in and I said to this guy, so Robert comes with me as well. No. I met him down there and we're walking there and Rob goes, oh my God, like just everyone who works here is like a jock. I feel like just coming in and, you know. Anyway. Only he would
have
to say that.
Hand gesture.
Hand gesture, yeah, yeah. Exactly. Anyway, so I had to go to the guy. Oh, look, I need to buy a netball bib. Okay. And he said, oh, yeah, you can only... Here they are. And they only came in a set. So now suddenly I have the entire set of the team of netballers.
You're joking.
No, you can't buy just GA. You've got to buy... Yeah, center and
how all, much
you
know, was that?
$50.
Oh, that's not too bad.
I didn't think it was
though.
Too no, bad. I thought, yeah. Anyway, so now I mean, if anyone wants them, I'm happy to loan them to you.
We should all go as a team.
Well, that was another idea, wasn't it? Wouldn't it be fun if we all went as a team? Anyway,
keep
so
them. Keep
so,
them.
So we're buying. I'm buying the bib, and underneath it was this skirt. Right? And I said, should I wear a skirt? And then I'm like, oh, no. Anyway, so I just said, I'll try it on. Anyway, I tried on a size 10. Wouldn't even go around me. Mm. Size 12.
Welcome to my world.
Wouldn't go around me. And then all they had was a size 26.
Well, that's not my world.
That's all I could buy. So I bought a size 26 netball skirt.
Oh, my word.
And then I was like, well, I need to now buy a wig because, you know, otherwise I'm just going to look stupid like a man in a dress.
God, thank God you didn't.
Mm. And so I went to a costume shop and I bought a wig.
You're going to put this picture on Facebook page.
I'll put the photo on the Facebook page because I just love it.
The chances are we'll get to 1,000 with that.
I think probably we will. Yeah. And like, we're sitting there and, you know, we're getting ready and stuff. And they're like, well, you know, you need a name. Mm. I'm like, okay, my name's Pat. So for the night, I was Pat Ferguson from the Dandenong Rangers netball team who played goal attack.
Well, you've got to put it right on now because it was a great picture.
Yeah.
There were some really good costumes there, but I don't know. I mean, I realise I am a bit biased, but, you know, You were the winner. I mean, there was no competition, but you were the winner.
Two boys went as Red Bull girls.
Uh-huh.
And so they were in these skimpy blue dresses with these high red heels and red sunglasses and never walked around all the time with some Red Bull cans in their hand.
Now, didn't I see Hooters?
Yes. My
Hooters? I saw an exposed breast.
You stumbled on that, yes.
Hooters?
Yeah, someone went as a Hooters girl. It's very imaginative. Mm-hmm. Robert went as a Power Ranger.
Fair enough.
Slightly out of the theme.
Well, he's an adolescent brain.
Yeah.
Masturbating in the sports store. What do you expect?
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Today, you were around someone of high office, weren't you?
Well, Joy is very lucky. Well, Melbourne, I believe, is very lucky too that the Lord Mayor, Robert Doyle, mm-hmm. is very much involved with the GLBTI community.
Incredibly. He was at Midsummer on Sunday.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And and it was just the I was there today to meet with the mayor.
Yes, because of those parking fines, wasn't it?
I couldn't believe it. I thought, I don't even have a car, and look what's happened to me. I can't even drive, and look what I'm going through. Now, I am, for those people not in the know, I do a little bit of a cabaret act called Dolly Diamond.
Who would have thought?
I know, I dress as a woman.
It's so different.
I can't wait to use your skirt and wig.
Do you want it?
Because Dolly finally is going to look good.
Do you want the bib as well?
Well, I've already
got a whole team worth.
See? I've told them all that together. And I went along because we were filming the Lord Mayor, Robert Doyle, for a little bit that he's doing in my gig at Red Benny's.
So basically, you got this show coming up, and he is going to be a part of it.
Yes. And it's
which is amazing.
Just to agree to do it.
How on earth did you convince him?
Well, I didn't even. You know, I just said, is there any chance? And he said, Michael, I would love to. Yeah, I would love to.
As long as you agree to leave me alone.
Just please, one favour and that is it. But it was so good. And then we just went in there and then he took us on a little tour.
So was he wearing his mayoral robe?
No, it was naked. No, not robes on. I mean, he was had his suit on.
Yes, right.
And it was just great. And we had a little look around because there's so much history in that place.
I can imagine.
Yes. And it was just, you know, very cool to go and have a little bit tour.
What did you
around.
See?
Well, what I really liked is we went into this one area where they sit and have their big meetings with massive chairs. Looked like a court.
Okay.
Now, I've not been to court.
That's surprising.
But I've seen it on the telly.
Wow.
Because you used to watch Carson's Law.
LA
and
Law.
LA Law.
Mm.
You know, and that's how I know know what they look like.
Yeah.
You know, because that's exactly what they're like.
Of course,
I'm
it
sure
is. Yeah.
It is. Anyway, they, but they have their meetings in there.
Mm.
And Mr. Doyle opened the door, and there were some people in there on a little tour.
Oh.
And they were like, oh, oh.
Oh, it's you know, the Lord Mayor.
The lady taking the tour went, oh, the Lord Mayor. You know, announced it like that. It was hilarious.
Were you dressed as Dolly at the time?
No.
I wish you were.
I know, it would have been good. But all I had on was like a netball. No. And we went in there, it was fine. You know, and they'd be like, oh, you know, hi, hi, you know. Mm. And he carried on explaining this, you know, this beautiful room.
Right.
Oh, it was great. Brilliant. You know? So that'll all be in it. But I just, it was nice, just so nice to have someone in a position like that.
Mm.
That's pretty cool.
Yes.
You know, doesn't, you know, just joins in and mucks in and does, what I like.
When he finishes his reign, do you reckon you're going to put your hand up for the job?
Well, I just don't know. I mean, I'd like to do it, but I'm ever so busy.
Yeah.
You know, and it just means it takes up a lot of your free time.
Yes.
I've just kept saying earlier how I want to get back to watching telly.
Mm.
And I couldn't do that. You couldn't have the telly in your room.
No.
You know? I'm busy watching programs.
Mm.
You couldn't do
it.
No. Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.